A victory for vulgarity. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The Supreme Court has spoken. In a 6-3 decision, the justices have decided that the First Amendment allows a company to trademark a scandalous company name. In this case, it's a clothing designer whose full name is Friends You Can't Trust, but which goes by the initials F-U-C-T. The trademark office turned them down on the grounds that although the company only uses its initials, just as CBS does, when read aloud, those initials sound exactly like the past tense of the F word, which I may not say because it's banned by the FCC, whose initials, by the way, if read aloud, would sound like the present tense of the F word. The court's opinion is full of fairly desperate attempts to define what's scandalous as opposed to merely shocking or immoral, but the bottom line is that F-U-C-T and every other scandalous, vulgar, and obscene-sounding word can now be trademarked. And I, for one, hope that is exactly what happens, and that the owners of these trademarks then go on to sue anyone who uses words that sound like their brand names, thereby flipping this verdict on its head so that instead of a further erosion of civility, the FCC decency rules that I have lived under for all these years will finally be imposed on the rest of you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.